Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome to the second hour of your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the WGN Skyline studio. Joining me on the phone is Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Looked like you had an enjoyable time at the mansion for the Halloween party last night.
We did. We invited the children and their parents from the Springfield area, really from anywhere, and we handed out candy. And you know, we had the First Lady and I dressed up. She came as Princess Leia, and I came as a Jedi. And the kids were better dressed even than we are, and were dressed up as everything from It in the movie to superheroes. So it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. The only thing that hampered it a little bit was some rain, and it was a little bit cold out, but they braved it, came, and we had a great time.
You plan on using the lightsaber during the veto session?
Oh, you know you'll need it.
Well, I thank you for coming on. I thought it would be a good time to have you on with the start of the veto session tomorrow. You had a chance to see what Mayor Lightfoot's wants are as she tries to put together the city budget. And one of the things being a graduated real estate transfer tax. And I'm not sure what the appetite is in Springfield for that.
Well, I'm happy to be working with the mayor, as I am with all the mayors from around the state, to try to help them deal with local budgets and to help them alleviate some pressure on their local property taxes. And so, yeah, the mayor, of course, has put her budget forward, and a piece of it, she has asked for the right to impose this graduated real estate transfer tax. And so I'm going to work with the legislature. I want to encourage them to be helpful to her, as I will to the other mayors around the state with their needs. And, we'll see where we get to. I'm hopeful that we can get some bipartisan support for both of her proposals. And I'm, I'm pleased to work across the aisle with Republicans and Democrats to try and get something done so that we can, make it easier for cities to do their job.
Well, and I know, one thing that's straining budgets all over the state for municipalities is the issue of first responder pension funds. And you had a task force that came out and proposed combining these more than, 600 different individual pension funds from across the state into one for police, one for fire. And we've had Brad Cole from the Municipal League on the show before talking about with kind of merging those funds together, less duplication for cost, as well as the prospect of having a greater rate of return based on a greater investment base.
That's right, and this is a great move forward. If we can get this passed, this will help our pension funds to shore up, to alleviate some of the property tax burden on people across the state, and make sure that we're paying the pensions that are owed to our police and firefighters. Combining 650 pension plans, their investment dollars, allows those funds to get greater returns on their investment. And that's a hugely important thing, again, because then you're not turning to the taxpayers to try to make up for those dollars. And that's what's happening today. The pension funds as a whole, those 650 pension funds, individually, when you put their returns together, they're performing at about 2% below what the IMRF, the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, is performing at, and varying degrees of 1.5% or 1.25% below the other pension funds that the state has. And so if we can just fix that problem, That would be an enormous benefit to taxpayers, again, and to the retirees. Add to that that the task force that I put together that came up with this plan also worked hard to address one of the problems within that those pension plans, and that's the Tier 2 recipients. That's the new retirement plan for people who join those pension funds later, that there's a technical problem in them that will require shoring up, and we had to, you know, improve the benefits to make sure that they're greater than the amount of Social Security that people will receive. And they went into a room and worked hard to try to solve that problem, too, and they did. And so collectively, that really doesn't cost very much within the context of this plan. But think of this. This is $15 billion of pension investments collectively across those 650 plans. And that $15 billion can have $12 billion added to it over the next 20 years because of consolidation and better investment returns. That's a big deal. And that's something very important for us to move on. We should get this done. I'd like to get it done in veto session, and I'm working hard for that.
We're speaking with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. We're talking about the veto session of the General Assembly, which starts on Monday. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson from the Chicago Tribune. Joining me on the phone is Governor J.B. Pritzker. We're talking about the start of the fall veto session on Monday, and we've been talking about the proposal that would combine pension funds, police one fund, fire separate fund, but have it as statewide funds in an effort to improve the rate of return and provide some cost savings. Governor, just a couple of quick questions that have been raised on the text line about that is, a suburban police officer says their pension fund has been fully funded because they put all the money in and managed it. Why should we give our money to those who haven't done that?
Well, I think there's a misunderstanding there. They wouldn't be giving their money to those who don't have it. The consolidation here is merely for investment purposes. It has nothing to do with shoring up any other city's funds. So essentially, you know, think of them as separate accounts that each city would have. Those monies would be collected up and invested with money managers, the best money managers in the country. And they would earn returns on them at a higher rate than they're currently earning on them. And all of the money that belongs to his city's pension fund would go back to the police in his city and back to the firefighters in his city. So there's nothing here that takes away the control of the dollars. It's simply trying to get better investment returns for him and for the taxpayers of his city.
I want to ask you about a couple of other things with veto session. Well, one, I had Representative Chris Walch on the show previously talking about this NCAA bill, the bill that would allow student athletes to be paid for endorsements that they do. I was wondering if he made a pitch to you on the air. What do you think of this?
I think his bill is a really good first step, and I'm going to work with him to try to protect our college athletes. As you know, student athletes are the backbone of the college sports industry, and they deserve the same opportunity as everyone else to earn compensation based on the use of their name and their image and their likeness. The bill that he put forward, I think, rightly aligns us with California so that the effective date wouldn't be until 2023, because I think we all believe that there ought to be a national approach to this. And so there's time in here to, you know, develop that national approach and make sure there's a federal law. But if there's not, you know, we just think it's right that the name and image and likeness of student athletes belong to them, and they should have the right to to earn dollars based on that.
A lot of talk about the issues on vaping and controlling that. what are we going to see, if any action on that, do you think?
Well, this is a really important issue, and I know that there's been some confusion out there about what's going on with vaping. First of all, there are two things I think people haven't paid a lot of attention to separating. One of them is that we've had these terrible deaths and illnesses that have developed, and they're taking place all over the country. And they have been mostly associated with the use of illegal THC cartridges, marijuana cartridges, as well as THC oil. And those are illegally obtained, they're illegally manufactured, and that is mostly what is causing the illnesses and deaths that we've seen. I've been working closely with our Department of Health leader, that's Dr. Ezeke, and she's doing a terrific job in collecting the data and making sure we understand what's happening and how it's happening, and also what the unusual other circumstances are that don't seem to have something to do with THC, though those are very few. The THC deaths from illegal use of illegal THC are causing about 84% of all of those illnesses and deaths. The other issue is the one that there's a bill by Representative Conroy about, and that's the flavored vaping products that are about nicotine. And, you know, you remember a number of years ago that the public discussion about Joe Camel and the attraction to cigarette smoking that was, the major companies were attempting. Well, we want to try to address this issue with vaping, which is a new industry. When you've got flavors like bubblegum and mango, things that really there's no taste of cigarettes, as I understand, in these things at all, and yet you're ingesting nicotine, it's attracting people into using nicotine that shouldn't, and that's, our children. So I think it's appropriate for us to look at what to do here. I support banning the flavors that attract children to vaping. And I look forward to working with the legislature, with Representative Conroy, with Senator Cullerton, that's John Cullerton, to make sure that we are coming up with the best solution to protect our kids.
One thing I didn't touch on as far as something that the mayor wants is the issue of a change in the tax structure of the casino gaming language. The gaming board had a consultant study that said that it wouldn't necessarily be marketable. I've been curious why not just put out for RFPs, request for proposals, and see what the marketplace bears on this. She didn't build any casino money into her budget. I'm not sure. Is this something that can be looked at over that 6-day period and something be accomplished?
Well, she didn't build it into her budget because there wouldn't be any revenue, even if we were able to get this passed. There wouldn't be any revenue in this budget year for her, or very little anyway, if at all. And remember that she intends to have these casino dollars dedicated to paying the pensions that Chicago has. So, I do think that there will be a lot of discussion, and there is a bill, I gather, that's being put together. You know, my team has been working with the city and working with the caucuses to try to come up with something that would be helpful to the mayor. The mayor's put forward the basis, the backbone of those ideas. So, I think there's, there is some
movement,
desire to try to be helpful to her in this. And I think I'm going to encourage our legislators to help her.
That's Governor J.B. Pritzker, Governor of the state of Illinois. Governor, thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll be talking to you in Springfield this week.
Rick, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you.